4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello there, Magali Linjani. It is yet another episode of the exciting DSTV pod, and I'm so excited as always. My name is Larry Kwederai, and every 2 weeks you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated products, giving you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Get it? Feel every moment. Oh my God, I just love myself. And this week is special. It's always special. Yeah, it's always special. It's like Callister the Bullet Nyamute said, I want special meat. It's a delicious show we have, because other than the usual shows, I have an expert. Well, I always have an expert. But this particular episode will help you troubleshoot your signal. Like when you lose your signal. Like when you lose your signal. Yeah, we got you. So let's get into the pod. So two things happened in the last 2 weeks. Well, not necessarily two, but let's go with two. There was that slap. Woo! Remember it? Will Smith. Woo! Woo! Chris Rock. Woo! Woo! Jada. Woo! And then there was the Grammy Awards. Well, two major things happened there. Trevor Noah hosted again. And Black Coffee, the South African DJ, won a Grammy, his first Grammy, for Best Dance Electronic Album for his seventh studio album, Subconsciously. And the Nigerians are not happy over the Wizkid not winning business. And the Jamaicans also are not happy over an American band winning Best Reggae. Majama Ish. Rastawaramba.
Thank you, madzimai. Tokumbirawo Sister Ruby vativharire nemunamato.
Katinamatei. Kuna baba vakatendeka. Tinodziva mutsvene muri mari vari rudo. Tinodziva kuti hapana chinotinetsa baba. Nekuti tinongobvomvera kuti hello Mwari. Pane vanhu vari kutitsara pano. Imi mopindira spiritually, kwete physically baba. Riba
rakashata. Clearly, she's been watching Trace Africa on DSTV. You too can get inspired by great entertainment, including local music and much more. Get DSTV today from $13 per month, because great stories start on DSTV. It's your moment. T's and C's apply.
So I've had times when I'm watching a goal, you know, about to hit the back of the net, when my beloved Arsenal and Flo off the boot of Bukayo Saka, and boom, no signal. Irritating, right? So I had a chat with Ekim Simbe from MultiChoice Zimbabwe, and he is an expert, way more than I am, in these kind of things. So we're going to find out from him what causes it and what you can do. So Ekim, what are the common causes for me losing my signal?
There are a number of factors that cause signal losses, namely rainfall, solar outages, damaged equipment, and poor installation.
So explain to me what a rain fade is.
A rain fade is when we lose signal because there is rainfall, a snow falling, and there is accumulation on the satellite dish itself.
What about that solar outage you're talking about? I see the sun all the time. What will have happened?
Solar outage occurs when the sun's rays pass or shine directly behind the satellite. This is because the receiver will have picked up the satellite signal, and the noise from the sun's rays, or better still, a noise, which then interferes with the transmission. This happens over a short period of time.
So can I fix these things, and how? And if I can't fix it, what do I do?
Okay, a lot of these signal losses can be fixed. If it's poor installation, you would need to improve on the size of the dish, depending where you are situated in relation to the satellite in the orbit or in the space. Find out that the bigger the dish, the better the reception. Or you can also fix your installation by calling on an accredited installer, who will then check on the following things: whether the dish is properly aligned, whether the proper LNB has been used, preferably the smart LNB, and also he would check on the quality of the cable, that the cable that has been used is of high quality, preferably a 64 braid one, and that the position of the LNB on the dish, or what we normally refer to as our skew, is done properly, or is at maximum, or is optimized. Or these are some of the things that we would have to look at or to look into so that our performance of our installation is good.
And does this also apply to solar outages?
This happens over a short period of time, and there is little that we can do in terms of fixing that.
My friends and family Yako in South Africa can pay for your DSTV subscription in rands at all ShopRite, Checkers, and Pick and Pay outlets or any Kazang Pay Point. They'll just need to request a pay at bill payment from the cashier when they name your package that they'll be paying for. And check that the country code 11687 is used before the first 10 digits of your smart card number. Keep the family engaged and connected to the power of great entertainment.
This year marks the 28th anniversary of a dark moment in our history, and particularly the people of Rwanda. This particular month, the Rwanda genocide is being commemorated by the launch of a television channel that focuses on the tragedy and, more importantly, the aftermath and the search for reconciliation in a country that was torn apart by 100 days of violence that resulted to close to a million people. Liz Ziva, publicity and public relations manager for MultiChoice Zimbabwe, tells us about this Kwibuka 28 channel, which will run on DSTV.
So the channel will run 24/7 from Thursday, April 7 to Wednesday, April 13 inclusive, and will feature a range of programming that tells the story of the horror years as well as the years that have followed, the latter serving to inspire the world as evidence that bad can be followed by good.
And still speaking of pop-up channels, it's the holy month of Ramadan, and DSTV's Muslim viewers have an additional channel to reinforce their month of fasting and reflection with the launch of Ramadan TV. This pop-up channel, which started off on Friday, April 1, will run for 4 weeks to the day of Eid, with a sighting of the moon and the end of Ramadan. I've been watching it, and I tell you, I've learned a lot of things, and I advise you just check it out. Even if you're not Muslim, there's a lot to learn from there.
If you're a DSTV premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DSTV bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yeah, DSTV premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDSTV app now to add Showmax to your bills and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DSTV Premium.
I had a good feeling about Zim Uncovered, and it's really making good ground. I didn't expect much from Batch Committee. I thought it was a much men's forum kind of program. It would be skewed or biased towards men, but it has got a huge following. People are commenting and they're really loving it. We've also got content that is targeting Generation Z or AMA 2000 around early prime time, and that content is really doing the rounds as well. We've got 3 or 4 titles, and the participation and the production by young people and presenters as young as they are is connecting very well with audiences, and our digital platforms are buzz with comments and even youngsters wanting to feature on that program. So for us, that is done well. And just recently, when you think current affairs would just be informative, it won't attract audiences, but the way we have packaged it, because our news and current affairs is all about telling the story of what people do, not what people say, you'd find Vantage kind of a political economic discourse is gaining ground as well, because we are targeting more what people do, and then that has created an audience and an appetite, especially for people who want to understand and develop themselves around the economic issues, political or social culture.
That is the voice of 3KTV General Manager Emmanuel Nyamayedenga. That's his name, yeah. There we go. And remember, 3KTV has already been up for a month on DSTV. And I will tell you that I have been enjoying Nakai Sura's I Think I Can Act reality TV competition and acting thingy, what thing, you know. I think I should go there, pretend to act, you know. I mean, like, I've got stage acting as my background, but camera acting just looks like a different thing. Like, there was this episode where this guy just falls down. I was like, wow, bro, wow. Channel 293 is where you get it, and if you have one of the older decoders, you might not be able to get it, so you get the latest decoder to be able to view the channel. So now I'll talk about news of what you get to watch. Two of your favorite telenovelas have been renewed for new seasons. Season 2 of Deep City kicked off on 4 April, while Season 3 of Gomorrah will commence on 25 April. Remember those run Monday to Friday on Channel 161 Mzansi Magic. So we've seen what the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Jersey, Durban and Melbourne get up to. Now the party arrives in Lagos, and in the famous words of Banky W, ain't no party like a Lagos party. The Real Housewives of Lagos is set to give a peek into the opulent and oh so extra lifestyle of some of the most affluent women in Lagos, living their best Eco Miami lives. Plus all the drama and buzz balls you can expect from the Real Housewives franchise. Look out for the first episode of The Real Housewives of Lagos coming to Showmax on 8 April with new episodes dropping weekly. And remember, Showmax is available at no extra charge with your premium subscription and with a 50% discount with every other package. Also available as a standalone from as low as $2.99. Supersport will broadcast the 2023 Netball World Cup. Supersport will have an all-women crew for the tournament to be held 28 July to 6 August at the International Convention Center in Cape Town. The first time that it's in Africa, people. First time it's been in Africa. Hoping that our girls are going to go there as well. Remember they went and did the gym thing. They were so awesome in Liverpool the last time the World Cup was out. So yeah, exciting times. And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, even just want to say hi? Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it's at DSTV Zimbabwe. You can also tag me with the hashtag DSTV Pod. My Twitter account is at Quirirai with a YI at the end. Not on social media? Well, email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. Otherwise, mask up, social distance, wash hands, stay safe. That's what we do in Zimbabwe. And get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say from where I come from, Asini Siasebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now, and thanks so much for listening.